And it was almost like a little, you know how people give you wet willy, they have to put their finger in your ear.
That, now they make a joke that you they change finger. That's the joke. You you change the finger. That's how.
No, no, that's how you do it. You go, and then you stick your finger in.
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned.
You're an idiot.
Say the size and say the shape. But
unlike you, you dirty pervert.
I don't know about redemption. I wouldn't look for revenge.
They ate the lasagna.
They're very weird.
Horn Fessions. The Horny Confessions Podcast.
We're rolling. We're going. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Horn Fessions.
Hello. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Luca. How are you today?
I'm happy. I'm always happy.
You're always happy. This is very true.
And there's the sun outside. We can't see here, but there's sun.
It's a lovely sunny day. It's a lovely. We've got a new tech person, Anna. Hello, Anna.
Hello.
Hello.
I haven't shaved. You think I look a bit rugged?
No, it looks nice. Like it looks good, I think, it suits you.
Like a real man.
Sort of. That's what we think real men look like.
What real men look like. I'm going to Australia very soon, so.
That's perfect. They love it.
Very good look, yeah. Australian chicks love this sort of thing.
But you are married.
I'm just saying.
You go with your wife.
Yeah, I will. Yeah. I'll go with my wife. But I'm just saying, for research purposes, I have researched that Australian women love this sort of rugged look.
Perfect, and they can fancy you from a distance.
Exactly, from a distance. Have you ever? Have you always had a
no?
Ever
first,
since I've known you.
Yes, okay. Because without, I look like either Voldemort or Casper the Ghost.
If he
became a ghost when he was older,
if he didn't die when he was a child and died when he was older.
They will never make a prequel.
They will never make Casper the Friendly Ghost.
No, it would be sad. The prequel would be bad. The prequel would nice be nice boy the prequel groaning would be. Or whatever.
And yet he's still happy. He's still happy.
Oh, is that so? You see, I'm a bit of a Casper, but you alive.
And long may that continue, Luca. Yes,
that's so optimism.
We love you being alive. I've had a very interesting week. I went on a road trip this week.
Ooh.
Yes. I went on a road trip with some friends of mine, and we saw lots of places around the UK that have got dirty sounding names. It was like we were 12 years old.
How did you know?
We researched,
before?
Of course. Wow. So we went to a place called Cocking. Hello, people who are watching in Cocking. A place called Wilsford Cum Lake. Lovely.
And it's a lake. It's a proper lake.
It's a lake. I didn't put my feet in it because I was a bit worried.
But was like clear water or?
It was a bit murky. And what was the other place? Oh, and Tittyhoe. Just a place called
Tittyhoe. Is a village? Is a town?
It's just a street called Tittyhoe. And as soon as I saw it, because I'm 12 years old, I was very happy.
And the people living there, were they happy?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't. Obviously, they're used to idiots coming to take photos next to the sign, so they weren't particular. Oh, and the best one was called Minge Lane. So, hello.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah. Lovely. So I just went on that trip. This is why I'm buzzing.
Discovering the secret gems of the United Kingdom.
Exactly.
How beautiful.
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
Right. So, here it is. Our first confession. Confession number one of the day. Here we go. I walked in on my father fingering my mother. Wow, we started strong. We did start strong, Anna, we did. And I am traumatized. I'm 31 years old. I was staying with them for the weekend. My dad has a history of heart trouble. So when I heard a funny noise in the bedroom, I decided to check. They didn't see me. The next day, my brother came over for pancakes, which my dad cooked. I've not told my brother yet, but I think it would be wonderful if he heard it here first. Does this make me a bad person? Luca, does it make him a bad person? There's a lot to unpack in this confession.
So, not knocking on the door of your
But he thought he was having a heart attack, right?
So, I mean, but isn't the mother in the same room? So maybe you can knock, Mom, is all right with daddy?
Yeah, maybe,
that would be
maybe.
More.
He just didn't cross his mind.
He was very, very concerned. Yeah. That's good. Very generous son. He's okay, I'm going to save my father.
He's going to save his dad, yes.
The father is considerate because if he had a heart attack, yeah. I guess that using just a finger probably it involves less pumping in the blood pressure.
Maybe that's why. Maybe.
Probably the solution. Maybe the cardiologist recommended it. How about just go with your hands, jazzy hands? Instead of using
jazzy hands.
There's less blood involved.
Not jizzy. Have you ever caught?
No, I mean, now I'm thinking of every time I pass by my parents' bed, and maybe I don't know.
I don't even know
if my father would be into those things. I don't know. Maybe it was a traditional thing more because.
Did he have fingers?
Yeah, he did, but maybe he also had a penis, I remember. So maybe he would have used the penis. I don't know.
Then the next day, the dad made pancakes.
But he washed his hands for sure. So that's
How do you know? Serious. Oh my
God, imagine this scenario.
You go to have pancakes. Your dad's made you the pancakes. Okay. And then your brother says, you know what I saw dad
do? And he said, I made it with my hands. Oh.
Yeah, you know what I saw dad. Well, he would have to, you'd have to do a little bit of mixing with your
hands. But you wash your hands. The first thing you do when you cook.
I don't know. Okay, just say you know that your dad has washed his hands. But still, would you eat pancakes that have come from those digits? I love that the guy's brother listens to the show. So thank you for listening to the show. Well, we received our first fan mail.
Yes, someone recognized the story.
We'll read it later. But so thank you for listening to the show.
He wants to tell the brother.
He wants to tell the brother that the pancakes that he ate on Sunday or whenever it was were cooked by his dad after his dad had been fingering his
butt. But then would that make him a bad person for the brother or for the parents, or is he trying to? The brother wouldn't believe. Ah, you're joking, because maybe
he took a photo. So basically, if this confession is going to work, mate, you need to have made sure that you've got photographic evidence of your father penetrating your mother with his fingers.
I wouldn't say anything to your brother. I would drop some hints for the father or the mother, like, I hope you don't use any yeast in that or something.
Holy shit, Luca.
That was very bad. Sometimes I say the horrible
things.
That was a bit much.
Yeah. You know, I mean, also, some people like savory pancakes, so maybe the brother's fine. What are you going to say?
Pancake Day is just before Lent.
Yeah, it is.
So maybe he could have just said something very...
Maybe it was for Pancake Day.
So maybe he could have said, "Hi guys, nice pancake, and remember, Daddy... For Lent, give up fingers.
We are recording this in Lent. Is this still the second week of Lent, I guess.
No, the first week.
So we're recording this. So if anybody is watching, it's going to come out after Lent, I suppose. But maybe for Lent next year, maybe everyone could just give up fingering. And
that would be nice. I think Jesus would be happy.
That's what Jesus would do.
Peace in the world. But
peace in the world.
And
give up fingering. And does this make him a bad person, Luca?
No, it's okay. Yes, it's good. It's a Winnie the Pooh. It could have happened to any family who had Pancake Day.
It could have happened.
Pancakes on Pancake Day.
It could happen to anyone. If you do enjoy fingering before making pancakes, we'd encourage you to wash your hands. Would that be?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's important. Hygiene rating has to be 5 out of 5.
That's the Catholic advice, isn't it?
Hygiene. Yeah, it's important.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Especially if you're a Catholic.
Even if you're atheist. Yeah, but wash your hands. Yeah.
And well done, sir. On bringing the.
I would say thumbs up, but then it can be. Hi guys, love the pod. Thank you. I've got a dilemma?
Yeah, dilemma, yeah.
I'm in love with my girlfriend. That's nice.
That's lovely.
But for some, no problem, but for some mad reason, I really want to lick her armpits.
Lick her armpits.
Okay. But I'm not sure how to bring it up. Is there some sort of religious reason I could give her? We were mentioning Lent.
Go on, Luca. Is there just a suggestion.
For Lent, I usually give up chocolate, but I thought to go extra. And I was thinking of, instead of chocolate, I would lick your armpit like once a day. That could, we have to do be, only in Lent. You need to tell her.
But then that means that after 40 days, it's going to be over, right? Is there any religious,
It works for her as well, because I don't think she will enjoy. So that works for both of us. Then you can have chocolate if you want, because you let me lick your...
Yeah, that is true. Is there any mention of this in the Bible at all, Luca?
About licking armpits? Probably it's forbidden in the Old Testament.
Oh, really?
No, probably not. If they knew, they didn't think. They had other problems. But I would...
I mean, his girlfriend's not going to know the Bible inside out, is she? Maybe he can make something up. Maybe
are we assuming they're Christian?
He wants to give her a religious reason. Maybe make up your own religion. Maybe he needs to create his own religion. Maybe he needs to say that in his religion, in his belief system, that's how you get closer to spirituality.
Oh, the Catholic in me is thinking about sort of deceiving her. Just let's pretend he can say, why don't we have sex with the lights off?
Okay.
And then he just pretends he's a bit clumsy. He doesn't know exactly.
What,
I'm going to give you a good French kiss. And then he starts
She's going to say, okay.
And
okay.
She will say, well, this is not my mouth. Oh, okay. That was over.
But then that's it. So he does it once. He can't do it again, Luca. He wants this to become a big part of their lovemaking, doesn't it?
Okay, you're right.
Have you ever licked anyone's armpits?
No, you know, funny enough, I didn't think about that. I spent a lot of time on buses and tried to avoid
buses.
Yeah. No, when I commute and the people, I just don't think, how sexy, I'm surrounded by armpits. Okay, I love it. No, never thought,
this guy loves it.
And the good thing is, he didn't want to, our listener doesn't want to lick someone else's armpit. He's just
his
faithful.
Girlfriend. And he said
so that's good.
Her, didn't he? He
keep said, this did he thought, hold this. His girlfriend, he's not gonna randomly lick someone's armpit on the bus.
I'm in love with her.
That's good. Love is great.
Love is great. So maybe this is how he expresses his love. Some people express love with chocolates and
maybe he can tell her, or he can be extra romantic. He can propose for
okay, this is it. This is your
so bend your knee and then you say, oh, would you like to marry me and we'll be together forever and I will lick your armpits. So if it encapsulates the promise,
one part of,
she has to accept the whole package. I got the ring, I will get married, and yes, you get to lick my armpits. So does the girlfriend shave the arm? That's not a question
I should have asked. It doesn't matter, does it?
I know.
It doesn't matter. Whatever. If that's what he enjoys, that's what he enjoys. Out of all the places to lick, it seems like a strange place to lick for me. But again, we don't judge. Do we?
No, we don't. We don't judge. We judge you, but we don't.
We don't judge you. We judge you, but we don't judge you. So
silently judge you.
So good luck. Good luck. But also, thank you for that. Was the first. That was the first question we got that actually said, "Love the pod."
Yeah, and love his girlfriend. The first time someone, because usually we have occasional sex with people that random. Happens to be together. So this is
so much
story.
Love. So much love.
Horn Fessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast.
So this is confession number 3. I met this guy. Everything was perfect. Mm. We went back to my place to have sex.
A bit sinful, but okay, I understand.
At one point, he must have been enjoying himself a bit too much because he thrusted a bit too hard. And this forced his foreskin back, tearing it from the base of the head. Oh, he's right. It would not stop bleeding. He ended up having to have stitches in there. A couple of months later, whenever I see the scar on his penis, I don't like it. It's now become a major turn-off. What should I do? Oh, my God.
Is the scar a turn-off but not the massive bleeding yet? Anyway.
Well, I imagine the bleeding stopped now, Luke. It was a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but that probably turn-off. So I would say, isn't the foreskin supposed to retract somehow to allow the thing to happen?
I mean, I don't have it. It was maybe
too quick. Anyway, I'm saying that the fault is 50% because he maybe should have kind of prepared the...
Scars are supposed to be sexy, right?
It depends on how good it...
It depends on what it looks like. If it looks like a very vicious scar, maybe.
Or maybe a smile, like a Tim Burton character. Yeah, like the smiley... That could be a nightmare before Christmas.
Nightmare before Christmas.
Who knows? Because how big compared to the... This is the head. I don't know. I don't want to...
Wow.
I suggest, how about a circumcision?
Well, I mean, he's partially had one already, hasn't he?
But he has a scar. What if they remove everything? Shouldn't be...
I mean, I don't know. I don't know, mate.
The scar is the...
Okay, please send Luca a picture.
No. Don't send
this penis.
Don't send it. No, it's okay.
You can even send it. You can even send the picture by mail. Send it to the studio.
No. It's,
to the,
no. So, studio. Okay. So... So he has a scar. How many stitches? No, okay. You don't have to.
I mean, I'm circumcised, but it didn't happen during sex. But I did do a show about being circumcised a few years ago. And as part of the show, I'd ask if anyone was circumcised. And if people were, I'd ask them if they had any kind of funny tales about it.
Okay.
And one guy once said that this
he
thing happened.
Happened
to
okay.
him. So he's circumcised because his foreskin got caught during the but the thing is with this guy, he was cheating, so it was almost like God.
So that was good
him.
Punishment.
So that was good, but that was God punishing him.
You know,
I don't know if this person, obviously, we don't know the story with these guys, but with the guy who was watching the show,
That day he was, and he actually said he was cheating, and that was so. From then on, he's never cheated again.
That's, you know, his penis was his niche. He said, "I'm gonna let everyone know what you're doing, what you're making me do," and then,
can you be half circumcised? Is it possible?
By half at this point, go for full.
Yeah, I know, but do you think all his whole foreskin is gone? I don't know. I'm just saying.
But what's the point of having half scarf and half not?
Just, it would be weird, wouldn't it?
I mean, I've seen people shaving just half of their beard.
But why would you do that? Yeah. We're in agreement that the guy is probably fully circumcised at this point.
It should be if he's not. And she could either at the scar.
Don't stare at the scar.
At some point, if you're doing...
Also, there's creams. You can put creams on scars to make them fade, right?
It could help. So I'm sure there's some plastic surgery that can do miracle or help.
Okay.
Also, when you use the penis the way people use it, you don't see it if it's...
Oh, right. You don't need to be looking.
You have an inner eye, but even that, I mean, you don't really... So you can focus on the beautiful eyes of your...
Of your lover. Is she a bad person, though? Because now she injured him.
So she's very honest in telling... She's very honest in...
She is honest. But he got injured whilst trying to pleasure her, right?
Yes. But she didn't make it on purpose.
I doubt it, because she said he thrusted, so it was his fault. Imagine like you're in a loving relationship with someone, and you break your finger, and then your partner's like, no, I don't want to be with you anymore because of your stupid finger. It's kind of the same thing, isn't it? So he's broken his penis, and now she's like, I don't want to be with you anymore.
Don't break his heart. I mean, you already broke his penis. Foreskin.
Don't break his heart.
Yes. Close your eyes. Soft light.
Lighting. Lighting is the answer.
You don't have to stir. Like, it's not. It's not that. Can I say, even if he's with no scar, it's not that beautiful. Like, I'm not saying.
Hey, what are you? I mean.
God put more effort in eyes, other part of the body. It doesn't really. What is this?
Have you ever seen my penis?
I don't even want to see it, but I assume it will
beautiful.
Be beautiful.
It's really. It's like. Yeah. I mean, I would say. It's one of the nicest parts of my body.
The sandworms in Doom are prettier than a penis. So I'm just saying, it was basic design from God, like one hole, little dome, and that's it. It's not
beautiful, basic design.
Yeah, so it's not like, I'm going to miss a miracle. No, it's just a thing. Not worry.
Okay, so you're telling her, don't look at it anymore.
If
you can avoid looking at the penis, that's what Luca is saying.
And thanks for telling us. Don't tell your boyfriend. He will never recognize himself in this story, because it's so common to hear your foreskin.
There is something else here. If she doesn't like his dick, maybe they shouldn't be together anymore. Maybe it's time to face the truth. Maybe it's time to be like,
but that might create some damage to his boyfriend, because he will think, my relationship ended after I ended my foreskin with my dick. So that it makes
maybe
a little
she just wants people with foreskins. Like, maybe she's like,
okay, so he can, okay, well if it's not, you don't have to stay in a relationship you're not happy with, so yes, you can break up, but maybe recommend a good therapist for your boyfriend, because he will need a bit of help.
Because a good escort, somebody who isn't scared of scars. Recognize, because she's going to leave him, the poor guy. He used to have a girlfriend and a foreskin. Now he won't have either. He won't have a girlfriend or a foreskin. Needs something to...
If he's single, he could look for a new girlfriend around Halloween, pretending he has a very... He's a costume. You know, I like...
Lots of people don't have a foreskin, Luca. I don't have a foreskin.
Yeah, but scars. Do you have a scar?
Oh, yeah. I mean...
You can say, hey, you know, I have a scar. For this Halloween dress, I also put a scar on my penis. And if she likes it, maybe this... Oh, by the way, it's not just for Halloween.
Okay, so good luck. So good luck for that. So if you are going to dump him around Halloween. Meanwhile, soft lighting and look at the east side of
and
his...
And close your eyes. No need to...
And I think, Luca, that is the end of our episode.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Thank you.
We've learned a lot today,
Luca. Yes.
We've learned about fingering parents. Not fingering, not as in...
Not sounds of
fingering
not
each other.
Between them.
We've learned about foreskins. And foreskins.
And armpits. So the human armpits. Body, how, what a trove of pleasures.
What the pleasures? The pleasures of the human body. There you go.
Yes, pleasures. Yeah, pleasures.
Pain
and pleasure. Yes,
pleasure and pain of the body.
Pleasing bodies, tearing.
Pleasing bodies. Pleasing bodies. I think.
Pleasing
bodies. We'll call this
the miracle of life.
The miracle of life. So, if anybody, so happy fingering, everybody, and look after your foreskins, and
And if you can lick any armpits over the course of the next few weeks, please
let us know how it is. Salty.
How it is. Any questions? What are we talking about now? The armpits or the foreskin?
No, the armpits.
Right. Any questions or pictures? Please send them through. If you have any confessions, all the contact details are in the show notes.
Yes.
hornfessionspodcast@gmail.com. There's also the phone number if you want to send in a voicemail, and there's also the anonymous questionnaire. Anything else you want to add, Luca?
No, thank you. Keep writing, keep committing sins, and keep letting us know what... No, don't commit sins. Well, if you do, you will do. So let us know.
And then we will judge you. Right. And that's it. So see you later. Bye!
Bye!
Forgive me, boys, for I have sinned.
Hornfessions, the Horny Confessions Podcast. Produced by Steve Healy, presented by Steve Healy and Luca Capani. Music used, Burn the World Waltz, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. The Chase, Kevin MacLeod, Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0 license. Special thanks to Corinne Muscat and to Michelle. Hornfessions is a Revolt production.